Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me over the phone this morning is Mel Sykes, the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District Ag in the Classroom Coordinator. Mel, I think you just joined me on the line. Is that right?
Yes, I did. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for calling in bright and early this morning. Real quick, Mel, I just have a couple announcements for listeners before we jump in. I want to remind folks that this Saturday at the Vanderweel Farm Greenhouse, Alaska Farmland Trust is hosting our spring fundraiser, Happy Hour in the Greenhouse, and we still have some tickets available. Folks can find out more on our Facebook page, on our website, or they can go directly to brownpapertickets.com and search for Happy Hour to join us Saturday from 3:30 to 6:30 there at the greenhouse. It's going to be a really, really fun afternoon. So just a quick little mention about that. Wish you could come down and join us, Mel, but I know things are busy and happening up there.
I do too.
Real quickly, I always like to start my show with a little bit of more information about my guests. I know you've been on the show before, but it's been about a year. So remind listeners your connection to Alaska. How did you get here? And what makes you so passionate about agriculture?
Well, I got here in 2006 in the summer. My husband got a job working as the curator of insects at the University of Alaska Museum here at UAF. And I have been a gardener much of my life. I just enjoy making things grow. And when I got my job at Soil and Water, we had the opportunity to take on Ag in the Classroom, and I had been instituting some lessons in our after-school program, utilizing one of our staff had taken the training for Ag in the Classroom and had us develop an after-school program, and we just kind of fell into helping manage the program when it was available, and we really enjoy our role in helping to spread information about agriculture throughout Alaska in the form of teaching teachers how to get it into their classrooms.
Yeah, perfect. So you said your husband is the curator of insects at the UAF Museum. Is that what you said?
That's correct.
Man, that sounds like another show that I'll have to do someday to talk about.
He'd be a great guest.
Yeah, insects in agriculture, because there's a lot of them. I'm sure he has a certain specialty. It's not focused on pests or things that bother our crops, but that would be a fun show too.
No, he's always interested in unique and interesting species in Alaska. So he does a lot of traveling and collecting throughout the states. But if you're finding something that you need identified, he's happy to help with that.
Oh, he's the guy. That's really good to know. See, you learn something new on this show all the time. You know, it was funny, Mel. I was driving my junior high aged daughter to school before the show this morning, and she said, "Mom, who's your guest on the radio?" And I described you and your job, and she goes, "There's someone that does that helps teachers teach about agriculture." And I said, "Yeah, isn't that cool?" And she goes, she was lucky enough to go to elementary school at Makatons Elementary, which is a STEM focused school. And so they had lots of science and et cetera in their curriculum. And they had a Ag Appreciation Day and a few things there. But she was so excited to learn. She said, "Kind of like they do at Spring Creek Farm." And I said, "Well, at Spring Creek Farm, they're focused on college age students." I said, "It's a little different." I said, "Ag in the Classroom is more focused on elementary age kids." I said, "You know, when you do a math lesson, and often they're talking about, you know, widgets and bicycles and this and that in the math lesson." I said, "Ag in the Classroom tries to work agriculture into those lessons, so kids are learning about food and soil and things like that." And she was like, "Oh, that's so cool." So yeah, my little 12-year-old was excited to hear about what you're doing. So let's talk about it a little bit more. Tell us a little bit about Ag in the Classroom's history in Alaska. We did this last time, but we have to give props to Victoria Nagley, who's no longer here in Alaska. She's down in Michigan, I think, but she was really the matriarch of agriculture in the classroom in Alaska and getting it started. So Do you remember what year that was, or back when that really got started?
You know, I don't have an exact date on that, and it always goes back. And one of these days, I'm going to get a date from Victoria. I apologize for not having that information. I know it's been over 20 years since she started it.
Yeah.
She was doing, because I look at the dates on the lessons, and they were created by teachers throughout the state with workshops that Victoria had done, and they go back quite a ways, because I've been doing it for now 5 years, and Victoria was doing it quite a long time before me.
Yeah, when I came in 2005, it was really thriving, and it had been around for quite a while. And we should also give some props to the Alaska Farm Bureau, who's always been a strong supporter of Ag in the Classroom in the past, and making sure they had funding.
Definitely, without them, we wouldn't have been here.
And they
have been supporting us at our facility for so long that I appreciate all the help they give us.
Yeah, because it takes money, it takes effort, it takes a champion. Like thankfully, Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District lets you be that champion statewide. But that's a big ask to have one person covering this topic statewide. Let's talk.
The nice thing is, I have a team of folks now who are helping me out.
Good. Yeah. Well, let's get into some of those details. Let's talk about what you guys are able to do, and what are some of the highlights and points of the efforts that you guys are doing. I know in the past there's been teacher trainings, and there's been events, and there's been a wide variety of things. What's on the docket for 2018?
Well, just in the last couple of weeks, we have released our newest set of lessons, and it's called the Alaska Indoor Gardening Curriculum, and it's meant for classroom teachers, and it's not just elementary. High school folks can use it as well, and it's a set of lessons set up so you can do indoor or gardening. There's hydroponics, aquaponics, as well as soil growing techniques and lessons that help support any teacher that wants to do that. And they are available now online off of our website.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, this morning I was able to find the website really quickly. I was, you know, looking for a photo to link to promoting the show this morning. And I think I Googled I Googled Ag in the Classroom Alaska, and your guys' website was the top Google search. So that was good.
Yay.
So go ahead and tell us what the website is, so folks don't have to search.
Sure. It's www.fairbanksoilwater.org/AKAITC indoor gardening.htm.
Wow, it might be easier for folks to just search. That's a long website, but I think
you can go to the real simple one, which is agclassroom.org/AK.
There we go.
There'll be a link on the front page to get to the actual set of lessons. But there's also a whole set of other regular, simple, or lessons on that website as well. That are not just focused on gardening, but all manner of things. Chickens, eggs, all beef, pigs, all of those lessons are sitting up there, so people can use them. And they're all free and available to any teacher that wants them. So as far as workshops, we are probably going to be doing a workshop at the end of August or beginning of September up here in Fairbanks. We're just waiting on a little bit of funding for that. Normally, we have one up here in June, but this year we kind of have to hold off because we're a little bit lacking in funding for doing that. But there are some teachers around the state who are offering assistance. Some folks down in Homer and Kenai are reaching out to teachers. And I know that Darren down in Juneau has been reaching out to teachers to set up a workshop. And we're working on a number of different offerings for teachers, but at the very least, anybody can give me a call at any time and get some information from me. And I'm more than happy and willing to help try setting up a workshop if possible.
Perfect. And to remind listeners that if you've just joined us this morning, this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me on the phone this morning is Mel Sykes, who works for the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District and is the Ag in the Classroom Coordinator. And that's, I think that's a key point, Mel, that there might not be a local resource in every town or a champion in every town, but if a teacher does want to learn more about incorporating agriculture into their curriculum, you are their go-to person, and you can point them in the right direction. And of course, you have connections across the state, people right. that they might not know about and resources that they might not be aware of.
Right. And there's a big movement right now with this. There's a lot of folks working on it and doing things down in Anchorage, and they've got a new school gardening commission, I believe it is, that they're working on getting support for a lot of schools down there working on school gardens. And that includes indoor gardening, in my opinion.
So. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, we live in a state where we have to spend a lot of time indoors.
And exactly. And it makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to mention those websites a couple more times. So folks can go to agclassroom.org/AK, and there's a bunch of resources there, as well as a link to the new website at the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District that has a bunch of new lessons on it. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, yep. Perfect. So, Mel, let's talk about why Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District cares about this topic. Why do they make it a point to have you as the Ag in the Classroom Coordinator? Why is this so important?
Because I think it's very important for kids to be connected to where their food comes from.
Absolutely.
And supporting our local growers is one of the missions of Fairbanks Soil and most soil and water conservation districts all around the state. That is our job, is to help support agriculture. So when kids know their local farmers, they understand what it takes to grow food and how amazing these people are. That every day they wake up and they feed their animals and they take care of their plants and all that goes into that to put the food on their table. It's good for kids to know this because a lot of them are somewhat detached from that.
Absolutely.
And this is a way to help that, alleviate that issue.
Multiple generations removed from the farm they are now.
Right.
And a lot of kids, well, I think a lot of families in general just don't talk about food as much and perhaps don't think as much about where their food comes from. And so if through school, through the classroom, we can impact kids and help them understand where their food comes from and kind of foster them into becoming little supporters of Alaska grown and Alaska agriculture. To me, that was always what it was about, was sometimes you can get to a family through a kid, right? If they start looking for the Alaska Grown logo in the grocery store when they're shopping with their parents, then we've made an impact.
Exactly. And it's so great that that's available to help people identify food that's grown here in Alaska.
Yeah.
I think that's extremely important and great that we have farmers who use it and really support the program and the Division of Ag, too.
Absolutely. Wow. speaking more, a little bit more about the lessons that are available, I just want to make a point that that these are all like certified curriculum. I'm not using the right terminology. This is not my, but they're not just ideas. They're real lesson plans that a teacher
right.
can follow, and it fits within the curriculum guidelines, et cetera, right?
Right, and they're in most and almost all of the lessons. There is a connections to the state standards as well as national science standards.
Oh, good.
On there, so that it helps the teachers to get started when they are needing to justify using these lessons.
Perfect. And a lot of them have been tailored to Alaska-specific topics, right? It's
correct.
I know some of them are agriculture just kind of in general terms, but many
right.
of them are about Alaska agriculture because we don't necessarily need to teach our kids about corn and soybeans and crops that don't grow in Alaska, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so they're tied back to Alaska-specific crops and information and data and statistics. And I was always very impressed when I would take the time to go click through the lessons and look at them. And a lot of time and effort has gone into creating those lessons.
Well, again, props to Victoria for setting the bar for these lessons, because it was her structure, and all the teachers have been following it, and it's been a wonderful thing to share all those lessons and with the teachers that I've been working with, and they get inspired to write new lessons. So every year we're putting up new things, so it's not always static. And even if you've gone to it in the past, try it again, because there's always new stuff coming up.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the workshops, although it sounds like we don't have one on the agenda yet for this year. But I want to tell listeners a little bit about the Ag in the Classroom teacher workshops that are often hosted by you guys, and what a teacher walks away with at the end of that, and what do those typically look like?
Well, they are a whole set of ways to integrate the agriculture in your classroom. So we give the teachers at the beginning sort of an introduction to what happens in Alaska as far as agriculture, and then we start right in going out and exploring what's in the community that we're doing the workshop at. So up here in Fairbanks, we are located at the University of Alaska, so we start out touring the different sites at the university, including the garden, and we go to LARS, which is the Large Animal Research Station here, which has the muskox and the caribou and reindeer there. Right. And so we learn about what's going on at the university level with agriculture, and then we integrate each day a bunch of different lessons, and wherever we go, we try to do a lesson. And as we're visiting farms and farmers, talking about the different ways that they can bring that information into their classroom, not just with telling them what's out there, but inviting those farmers in to talk to the classes,
right?
And as well as them getting pictures of the place, so kids can say, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe that's happening up the street from me. I had no idea there was this big giant farm,
yeah,
growing things there." And at the end, they walk away with both a binder full of these lessons, as well as recently I've been giving everybody a jump drive, so they can just put it right onto their computer and use the lessons as soon as they get back.
Yeah. Perfect. You know, I haven't been to a workshop in a couple of years, but I used to go to them every year, and I, you know, would give one of the presentations about Alaska Grown, and sometimes I would get to go on the farm tour portion of the workshops, and it was my favorite part. To many of these teachers had never set foot on a farm before, and to get them out there on the ground and, you know, seeing and feeling and touching and tasting and all those things, it was, for me, it was kind of like it was the same exact thing as happens when you take the kids out to a farm on a farm tour. These adults and teachers were so inspired and so engaged, and then, you know, they make those lifelong connections to Alaska agriculture, and then they're inspired to do the same thing with their kids. And so I always thought that was the best part of those workshops.
And we always try to visit someone that you would not expect
right.
to be classified as a farmer, or think of as farming. Like a couple years ago, we visited Warren Smith, who does grasses for reclamation projects, and he impressed me so much. He is like the most meticulous farmer I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
His equipment is spotless, and it's sort of that same thing where you assume a pig farm is dirty, but no, it's actually one of the most cleanest places, because they have to keep everything clean for safety reasons for the animals, and Warren keeps everything clean because he doesn't want any cross contamination.
Right.
Those are things that a teacher goes, "Wow, kids should learn this."
Right.
You know, where does this stuff come from, and what does it take? How important it is for them to follow all these guidelines and make sure food is safe as well as the farmers are safe.
Right. And again, emphasis on the point that hands-on learning and learning about a subject that's unique to Alaska and fun to learn about. I mean, not to say other lessons are boring, but when a lesson incorporates animals and agriculture and Alaska yaks, or, you know, whatever the topic is, it's just more engaging, right?
Yep. Not just talking about sheep, but spinning wool with their hands.
Exactly.
Makes it all come alive.
And looking at a picture of their teacher on the sheep farm or visiting the farm or getting to think about, oh, and in 2 weeks we get to go visit that farm, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another reminder to folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit. And if you're just joining me this morning, on the phone is Mel Sykes of the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District, and she's the statewide coordinator for the Agriculture in the Classroom program. Mel, we're most of the way through the show. We're kind of in our third segment now, and it just occurred to me we can't have this program without talking about the first Tuesday in May and what we celebrate on that day. And kind of one of the reasons I wanted to have you back on the show is because what's coming up on the first Tuesday in May?
That is the day we celebrate Alaska agriculture.
Yeah.
Many years ago, our governor declared Alaska Ag Day. Is the first Tuesday in May.
And, that's right.
And the Division of Ag and Ag in the Classroom have supported this for many years.
Yep.
And the Division of Ag right now is encouraging teachers as well as anybody in the community to do an activity on Alaska Ag Day, celebrating our wonderful agriculture in the state. And from what I understand, the Division of Ag is willing to give you a potential prize if you do an activity.
Oh, good.
If you are doing anything in your classroom or in your community, you can register on the Division of Ag website your event, and you'll be entered to win an Alaska Grown prize.
Oh, perfect. Good to know.
And I could give you the website for that, but it's kind of long, too.
Sure. I'll link to them in the connect, or the, when we post about the show, we'll put the links in the comments on Facebook, et cetera, so people can click and find them easily. But so what kind of activities qualify, Mel? Do you know, can we just have a farmer come talk in a classroom?
Yes.
Do you have to give a lesson? What counts?
Anything,
okay.
Anything, any kind of outreach that you're doing with either students or community members. If you drive your tractor to work, that counts.
Okay.
As far as I understand. But any way to bring attention to the many types of agriculture we do in Alaska. And on the Alaska Ag in the Classroom website, there's a couple of suggestions.
Perfect.
About activities you can do. One is kind of a tour around the state where things are grown, and making kids aware of the many different types of products that are produced in Alaska, not just grown, but also put together like birch syrup and some of the berries that people are making use of. That still counts as agriculture.
Absolutely.
So there's a nice list, and again, you can go to any of those activities on our activity page and do them, and they qualify. As long as you register your event, you're good to win that Alaska Grown Prize.
Perfect.
It's awesome.
I love that the Division of Ag continues to support the notion. I think last year the director at the Division of Ag, Arthur Keyes, drove his tractor to work on Ag Day. I remember seeing it parked over there at the office. So that was good. And I've been involved in classrooms on Ag Day where we did a planting demonstration, and each kid got to go home with, you know, a potted flower or a seed potato start, or, you know, there's so many different things that you can do. Just bringing a snack into the classroom. There's not a lot of Alaska grown foods available on that first Tuesday in May, just because it's so early in the season.
Right.
But you can get creative. You could make a snack with Alaska Flour Company barley, or you could, there might still be a farmer with some carrots or, you know, some other product available that, again, you could just getting something into the classroom to talk about Alaska agriculture. Maybe if you know a farmer who has baby animals this time of year, baby chicks, or I was in a classroom once where we had goats. We got to bring some goats into the classroom, and they made a nice little mess. But that's another topic of discussion with kids, and it's another way to get kids engaged in the lesson. Right, is when they've got something to look and feel and get excited about.
Yeah, and I believe that also that Division of Ag is now rolling out their next level of the $5 challenge, which is supporting Alaska grown throughout the summer and throughout the year, actually, and trying to buy at least $5 every week of Alaska grown products. And they are working with a number of stores around Alaska to sign up to be the ones to win their prize this year for being the best to support Alaska.
Yeah, the Golden Carrot Award, right?
Yes.
Our Palmer Cars store won that this last year. It was pretty cool. And they did some amazing displays all summer long. They had like a garden set up in the store one week. I don't know if any of our listeners saw that, but it was a lot of effort and super cool. They had plants actually growing in the entryway, kind of in a cool display. So,
wow.
Yeah. But those efforts are happening all across the state where grocery stores are trying to highlight their local growers. I know you guys have an incredible cooperative market up there that features Alaska grown and, Golden Heart grown products, right? That's your guys' local logo.
Yeah. Up here in Fairbanks, we started a new foods group. Actually, it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
And almost three. And where we are supporting our local community with a logo that designates that it comes from the interior called Golden Heart Grown.
Perfect.
And it's been pretty successful.
Yeah. Well, people do want to know where their food comes from. Alaskans, I think, care a little bit more. And that's why things like agriculture in the classroom is so important and why I wanted to have you on Ag Matters Radio this morning. So
I really appreciate you did.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about all the incredible resources available there at agclassroom.org/AK. And again, we'll have the other links on our website for folks to find those resources on how they can incorporate agriculture into their classroom and curriculum. Thanks so much, Mel. And I look forward to hearing about how you guys celebrate Alaska Agriculture Day the next time we chat.
All right.
Wonderful. Perfect. Have a great day.
Thank you, Amy. How you too.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit, of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.